First lesson today is a reading from the book of Psalms, Psalm 138, and that is at page 521 in the Pew Bibles. Under the heading, Give Thanks to the Lord. I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I sing your praise. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted above all things your name and your word. On the day I called, you answered me. My strength of soul you increased. All the kings of the earth shall give you thanks, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth, and they sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. For though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly, but the haughty he knows from afar. Although I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me. The Lord will fulfill his promise for me, his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. That's the end of the first lesson.
Peter's going to come and read our New Testament lesson for us.
As you can see on the screen, it's from Ephesians chapter 1, starting at verse 15, for those using the Pew Bible, page 976. And the heading is Thanksgiving and Prayer. For this reason, because I've heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and your love towards all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of his love towards us who believe? According to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and above every name that is named, not only in this age but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Amen. This is the word of God.
Thanks, Peter. We're going to look at God's word, and as the slide up there tells you, confidence in our faithful God. Obvious place to look for that's in the scriptures to remind us. So as we do, let's lift our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we open your word today, we pray that you would just enrich our hearts as we have our faith strengthened, reminded that you are our faithful and loving God. Just pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, what are we going to look at? The Psalm or Ephesians? I'm going to look at the Psalm. Psalm 138, if you can remember where it was, it's on page 521 in your Pew Bibles, if you want to dig it out and have a look at it with us. And here, I like to think of some of the Psalms. As you look at them, you think, wouldn't it be great to be able to just write those words myself? That's how I feel about my wonderful God. That's the message that he gives to me and reminds me of each and every day. as I walk with him and talk with him and enjoy that wonderful relationship with him. Well, we're going to look at Psalm 138 today. And here, I know we shouldn't envy, that's a sin, but I'm envious of David that he could write these wonderful words. A reminder, as a declaration of faith by King David. He declares his faith and his trust in his God. The same words of declaration should come from our hearts as well. Because we look in our lives, and what David is doing is reminding us, look very closely, and you will see something very special and beautiful. And it's there in verse 2. I'm going to have a look at it. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted above all things your name and your word. The key words are the ones that he is giving thanks for your name, your steadfast love, and your faithfulness. How awesome is that? His steadfast love is simply saying he doesn't turn it on and off as he cares and he feels about you. He doesn't wake up one morning and say, oh, I don't care about that person today, I'll just turn my love off. He doesn't do that. Well, we know he never sleeps anyway, but, you know, think of it that way. He doesn't chop and change. His faithfulness never chops and changes for all of his people, for you and for me, his saints through every generation. So do you have total confidence in your faithful God? Are you confident that he's always there for you? He doesn't turn his love off and on. He doesn't turn his care for you off and on. I know it, and we all know it, don't we? It's always there for you and for me and every one of his children. His love, his steadfast love, and his faithfulness that goes unto every generation. And it's not just a wishy-washy love. It's a love that is summed up in the Greek with the word agape, his sacrificial love, shown ever so clearly in the sacrifice of his own son. It's love that we don't deserve, and yet it is there, all for his people. His faithfulness shown in completing and fulfilling all the promises that he makes. All the promises that he makes. That is his great and awesome faithfulness. That is his total love. He is, as we've heard, we find in Revelation 19, Jesus himself is described as the one who is faithful and true. But he is God. So it is all there. Jesus is the one who is exalted. Jesus is the one who shows us ever so clearly the steadfast love of our God, the faithfulness of our Heavenly Father. So David declares what he knows to be true. He has seen it in his own life, and he has so much to look forward to. Is that where you're at? You've seen it. You're experiencing it now, and you have so much to look forward to. But this is what this psalm does. It looks, David, at his life and says, yes, I can see it. What God has done for me. I can see right now what God is doing for me. And then he looks in faith and said, yes, I can see what God is going to do for me. This psalm has three little sections in it: a past, a present, and a future. And David rejoices in it. And nothing has changed. For it is the same for you and for me and every one of God's children. The past, look at verse 3. It says, on the day I called, you answered me. My strength of soul you increased. He has remembered what God has done. In his distress, in his pain, in his agony, in his sinfulness, and then even in the joys of his life, he has seen his God in action. He has remembered the total care, the total love, the faithfulness of his God. He has remembered. Look at some of the psalms. You will see he's cried out to his God for help. And here he is remembering that when he has cried out, God answered me. Isn't that how we go? We look back. We look at our lives and, I don't know how I got through all that situation in my life. I was climbing the wall. I was in a deep hole. I didn't know what was going on. Oh, hang on. That was 3 weeks ago. This is today. I cried out to God. Oh, yeah, he answered, didn't he? He got you out of that situation or protected you in that situation. He helped you. Might not have been completely, but it was what you needed at the time. And we can all look back, can't we? Right through our lives and see where God has just tapped you on the shoulder and said, hang on and come with me. This is what David is saying here. He has. The day I called, you answered me. That's for us, isn't it? We call out to our God and he answers us. Might not be the answer that we're looking for, but it is the one that we need. And that is the steadfast love of our God. That is the faithfulness of our Heavenly Father. And it is him strengthening our faith as we walk with him, as we enjoy the journey of being his beloved children. Our faith and confidence in him reminds us, yes, now I remember. Now I remember what God did. That is our Heavenly Father. We cry out, he answers. That is his steadfast love. That is his faithfulness. That's what David remembered. And he praised his God for it. Do you, in your life, as you walk with him, do you get through the situations or the challenges or and the joys Do you stop and say, thank you, God? Or are we still prone to say, oh, gee, I did well, when all the time it was him? So this is where this psalm is taking us. He gives thanks for the steadfast love of his God, the faithfulness of his heavenly Father, and he remembers what's happened and how God was always there for him. And what about today? Then we move to the present. This psalm moves to the present as well. Listen to verses 6 and 7. Although the Lord is high, he regards the lowly. But the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me. The present time, today. Sometimes when we wake up and we get through the day, I think, oh, gee, I wish tomorrow would come real quick because I can't handle this one. But he is there with us in the present. He looks in love on the lowly and on the humble. He preserves our lives. We see his total care. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me. Now, I'm sorry if you're left-handed, but the symbolism of the Bible, when it talks about the right hand, is talking about the power and the strength of God. So if you're left-handed, just switch it over, okay? And that's the analogy. The power and the strength of that right hand of God. Nothing will overcome it. It is his strength that gets you through day after day. The present day, we walk in the midst of trouble. We battle with the wrath of our enemies, but it is his power and his might that gets us through. I don't know whether you're into Facebook. I just stalk people on. That's me. But one of the things on there that keeps popping onto the Facebook pages is somebody's got this idea of comparing nations. And they'll put up USA, they'll put up Germany, they'll put up Russia and India, all these strange nations. And they put down a great list of things on this chart. And they compare them. Now, how wealthy the nation is. He will know what I'm talking about. He talks about GDP or something like that. It just means you've got lots of money. But you owe a lot of people a lot of money too. Is that how it works? And it talks about the strength of their army, talks about their population, talks about how big their country is, the number of tanks they've got, the number of nuclear weapons they've got. And they compare it, only in one nation against another one. Then a little while later, they'll have two different other nations up there. You know what? I'm disappointed. Because I've never seen a chart that puts up a nation of the world and then puts up God. They're not game. They're not game. Because then they would see the power of our Almighty God against any nation in the world. And this part, the scriptures tell us what that is all about. They never put a comparison up because they're afraid. He has the power to deliver what he has promised. He has the power to look after you and me and every one of his children right now, today. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve us. You stretch out your hand against all the challenges that we face. We have the power of our God. Over in Ephesians that was read to us earlier on. I'll just find it here. You'll hear these words. For these reasons, because I've heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. And he goes on. He talks about the power of God. He talks about it in this way. And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his great might, that he who worked in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but in this age to come. This is the power of our God. The power that will overcome any nation, any situation, anything, because he is the creator. He is sovereign God. It's the same power that he uses to protect you and me, to care for us each and every day right now. The same power that he used to raise his son from the dead. That is the awesome power of our Heavenly Father. And it is what looks after you as he looks after you. So we have the past, we have right now. His right hand delivers us. But then David says, oh yeah, but there's something else. And that is what we have to look forward to. Remember what he has done for you. Remember how he has power and got you through, his love, his faithfulness, his promises to you. It's still working today. When you get to the end of today, give thanks to God. Because it wasn't you that got through it, it was him got you through it. But then in that last verse of Psalm 138, verse 8, hear what David says. This is the future. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. And here we go. His steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hand. He will fulfill every promise that he makes to every single one of his children. The promises that he makes to you and to me, all the saints. It is his purpose for all of us. And what is that ultimate promise that he has made? Come home. Come home. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. And Jesus said, I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And when I come back, I will take you to be with me there in the kingdom of glory. That is the future that he has because of his steadfast love for each and every one of us. We need to be confident, faithful, trusting in our God. In Philippians 1 and verse 6, it says this, and I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. That was the direct declaration of Paul. It needs to be yours and mine as well. We are sure of it. Our hope is secure. The promises of our God. It is his saving purpose for all who believe in Jesus Christ, that day of his return. He will fulfill his promises to you and to me and all of his children. He will bring it to completion because he is eternal. His love endures forever. Nothing can ever separate us from the love of our God, his steadfast love, his agape love. For you and for me, our walk has to be in faith, trusting in our Heavenly Father, praising him, worshipping him, enjoying this very special relationship that we have with him every single day. He is not a far off and distant God. We don't have to make an appointment to see him or speak to him. He doesn't turn his love off or and on. He doesn't decide, oh, look, I don't care about you today. For he neither slumbers nor sleeps. That is our God. Let him build up your faith as you look to his total enduring love and faithfulness. Look at what he's done for you. Look at what he's doing for you. And look at what he has promised you. And he will deliver. Confidence in our faithful God is all that we need. Yeah, many would spend a lot of time on our knees in prayer. But that is our beautiful and wonderful God. If you doubt it, then do a David. Do a look back and see what he's done for you in your life. Got you through those things. But let me challenge you even more. When you look back, when you doubt, when you're not sure if he still cares about you, take a real long look back. And remember what he did for you, even when you didn't deserve it. He sacrificed his son on a cross. His son gave his life as a ransom for the sins of many. Remember, he saved you and me from the pit of sin. And set your life on Christ Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? That's what he's done for you. He cares for you right now. And you have that beautiful promise that one day he will say, come home. Come home to your final rest. Let's just bow our heads in prayer. Let's pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you remind us through these words of the psalm of your steadfast love and your faithfulness. Refresh our hearts, we pray, Heavenly Father, that we can remember these things. Strengthen our faith for each and every day. Strengthen our faith, reminding us of the hope that we have in King Jesus. All because of your steadfast love, your agape love shown on the cross on Calvary's Hill and on the empty tomb as you raised your Son from the dead. Refresh our hearts, Heavenly Father. Remind us each and every day. As King David finishes that psalm, the Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Praise be to you, our awesome Heavenly Father. And we just pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.